The Baths of Ostend is a wonderful example of Enzor's humor. What he's doing is, in a voyeuristic way, critiquing not just the influx of tourists that come and enjoy all of the benefits of Ostend, but at the same time, he is critiquing the locals. So it is almost as though there's no one in the town who has spared his critique in this work.
Enzor's fascination with crowds is evident in this carefully detailed scene of bathers and onlookers. No single form is exactly repeated, but the overall effect is one of harmony and balance.
Whether curvilinear lines for waves or clouds, or even heavy lines for rays of the sun, it's a striking demonstration of his command of line. Probably one of the most amazing things about the work is this sense of overall composition, that the work is teeming everywhere with details. Some grotesque, some obscene, some humorous, some naturalistic. One thing that is a very predominant element of Enzor's humor is anything that's scatological, like the woman in the bottom right bending over, breaking wind to propel the sailboat.